The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Billen, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158, however you're taking us in. We appreciate it greatly. Bill Krakenberger standing by from Hilton Head, South Carolina. And a little later on, are we sure? Estamos seguros. Sports betting-wise and sports general. Kelly peppers me with questions. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Before we get to Billy, just want to read a few of these. This is from Brian Morianen. Keep going on, Kelly. I want to see if he gets the same color as his shirt. This is getting Kelly out. If you were just tuning in, Kelly was getting fired up earlier.
Yeah, it was good. Good we transitioned to NFL draft. Always great catching up with Luke.
Oh, it's great.
He is awesome.
I may bring it up with Crack Air momentarily just to see you get riled up again.
Yeah.
Numbers, guys, are you putting picks up on the website all weekend because you have that little flame emoji by your name? Oh, I have the Wes Reynolds Memorial Flame. Not Memorial.
You're on a heater? You on a heater recently, I guess,
know.
On the site?
I guess he gave me a flame. I don't know. Wes usually has the flame. I know that much. And then Eddie Vegan Runner says to you, no blackjack for you, Kelly.
Yep.
And Jim James Sott, downloading Bet Rivers now. How about that EGA price thing? That's the weirdest thing. I looked at Bookmaker yesterday. I was like, wait, when did this happen?
Yeah, that's wild.
That was the weirdest
thing. You said you saw minus 170 other places?
While minus 175s exist, she was almost a dollar better at other places for the French Open.
That's nuts.
I don't know if you know this, but she's won it four times. Have I mentioned that ever? Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hilton Head, South Carolina, where they're playing the RBC Heritage, it's Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Hey. How we doing, all right?
How you doing, man? Oh, look at you in your hotel room with the curtains drawn.
Yeah, this is actually my buddy's unbelievable condo here. It's a beautiful three-story condo between the 18th hole and the clubhouse. And, I'm subjected to the little back bunker. No, this is really a nice place, though. I've watched some great tournaments from this place over the years. This is 23 years in a row. I missed 1 year during the COVID. But one of the COVID years when there's like restricted travel. But besides that, I like to come here. This is a relaxing trip. I've only went to the Masters a couple times in my life, and this year was one of them. Went there for after the show, jumped on a plane last week, and I've been away ever since. And I know we're on Thursday, so it's like I haven't talked to you in a week. And you know, the Masters experience again this year, like no other. It was really cool, man. It was just great. Look at the tournament we got out of it. The weather was perfect. Weather's perfect here today, mid-70s. The live betting on the Masters, I said this on my podcast yesterday. I interview one of the guys on my Fox show, and I talked to one of the big guys in the industry that represents a sports book. They were begging for McIlroy not to win before the live betting. So they actually lost money. That happens sometimes, you know, during the live betting, everyone at home is rooting for Rory and the excitement and the, listen, it's hard to believe, but sports books can lose money sometimes. And, they lost money, especially the live wagering on the Masters day four, watching it. And, you know, people are betting their live bets, and they started out with a little DeChambeau and a little Rory, but as the day proceeded on here, boy, I tell you, they got pelted with nothing but Rory bets, and they almost got lucky and had Rose pull it out, in which they would have had a big victory for the sports books. But, you know, no one's crying for the sports books here because we know all the money they made the previous, 10 days ago when Duke lost to Houston. So it goes both ways. But I was just thinking about how their meetings go up in their offices. You know, when you have the meetings, like a once a month meeting, restaurants are up 300,000 from last year. The slots won 5 million, Baccarat won a million. And then the sports lost 600,000. They're like, what? These are college guys that don't have any gamble to them. You could just imagine when they say, how could sports lose over a weekend? But it can happen sometimes. And I know for a fact one of the big, a couple of them lost money. Now, personally, I didn't, day four, I actually watched inside. I was out there Friday, all day Friday, a little bit Saturday. And, you know, watching day four, even myself, schooled veteran gambler, Bill Krakenberger, looking at the live wagering apps that I had access to, not that many in Georgia and South Carolina here. But I was looking at them saying to myself, man, this looks good. This looks good. But I didn't bet it because I didn't know if it was good. Maybe it looked good, but I didn't know if it was good. So I have no interest in betting, especially when I know the live hold is double digit hold. I know that it's skewed towards Rory already. The only real bet maybe on Rose in the sudden death there, you know, and that was really the only maybe bet, but I didn't even make that bet. So,
Bill, did you bet anything for the RBC Heritage where you are now?
Oh, I just bet a couple of real long shots that I thought guys that like the course here that have played good here over the years. I just thought maybe they had some extra value on like Shane Lowry or, you know, just guys that have won it in the past. You know, a couple of years ago, it was Stewart Cink. Somebody won here the year I wasn't here, a veteran on the course, like Davis Love loves the course. Stewart Cink loves the course. And I think it was Stewart Cink.
Cink in 2021. Yep.
Oh my, he was like 100-1. This is a guy that's won over the years multiple times. You know, Casey Kerr told me this. There's courses for horses. These guys know the course. They just love it. And they just play the track really well. And it's just like a racehorse that likes Del Mar, that likes Belmont or something. They just likes the surface, likes the track itself. So some of those guys, I did. Matt Kuchar, it was like 50-1. I said, you know, you got to throw something on Matt Kuchar just because he's 50-1.
He was up on the leaderboard this morning as well.
200 through 12.
Well, Kelly, yeah, you want to tell us who won this in 2019 and 2018, Kelly? Do you want to tell us who won this?
CT Pan and Satoshi Kodaira.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to pronounce CT.
Oh, wow.
First name.
I actually don't even know what it is. Yeah. It's always been CT Pan on tour.
Yeah. Cheng Tung, by the way. Cheng Tung Peng. Okay.
I'm in Hilton. Yep. And the course, by the way, it's such a different experience than the Masters, Gil and Kelly. This is, you can go out there with your phone or a camera. Now, I'm not saying I like that. I kind of like there was no phones on the course on Friday. But you always wanted, like, you want to take a nice picture or video of Amen Corner or the 16th when, you know, there's so many. I'm referring to Augusta. But here, you could just go out on the course, just take a photo, take a video. You know, I don't know, is it out there yet about DeChambeau? How even DeChambeau pulled out his phone on the practice screen, putting the ball, and they came over to him and said, yo, Bryson, I put that phone away. I mean, wow. I just thought that was, oh yeah. Yeah, no, they're real strict there, old fashioned Southern rules. And that Augusta, you know, they're known for having some of their rules over the years. And so it was kind of, here it's just much more relaxed, but Southern hospitality in the South in general is so cool. Out here where I'm at, like these tree-lined streets and moss-covered roads everywhere. It's just a different way of, it's an easier life. It's a nicer life over here. I just feel that in Vegas every day, I'm on the go. We're on the go, all three of us. We're just always, we're in action every day. Now, I'm not saying I don't like that life better.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Bill, a little earlier on the show, while you were gone, Kelly had a little experience that we thought you might want to weigh in on. Would you like to give us the 30-second cliff note on this for those who are just tuning in?
Yeah, sure. I was the M told me that I could enjoy their property as much as I want, but I was not allowed to play blackjack there anymore, Bill, after an excursion last weekend.
In which he won a grand total of $5,000.
$5,000,
right.
Yep.
But admittedly, noticed the count in his favor and admittedly stepped up his wagers somewhat, though he says not egregiously, when it went into his favor. And the next day when he tried to play, they tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, you can do anything else here, but you can't play blackjack. Can't play at the M anymore. Backed off at the M. Kelly Bidlin. How about that, Billy?
Well, I got some news about the M. I was backed off opening day. When they first opened the casino, First day playing blackjack, I lost, by the way, and they backed me off. So that was when Marnell's owned it. Now I think it's Pinnacle Entertainment owns it. But now they're probably more scared than ever over there. I told you what they did to me. I won $30,000 on a video. A host reached out to me years later, gave me a $1,000 walk-in bonus. And I went over there and I won like, I don't know, I think I won $17,000 one day. And altogether, I won $33,000 in three trips. They said, Bill, no more. You play if you want, but you can't get any more cash back. No more comps. I mean, they're just part of, we're not just trying to pick on the M, but that's the casino at hand here. So yeah, they are very consistent. They don't want winners, but most of the casino, name a casino that wants winners. No one. There's not a casino that we welcome our winners. You know, you see the BS signs on the highway stations. We love winners. Okay. But yeah, the M and Kelly, I didn't know you were firing on blackjack there. that kind of money. I had no idea. So, there's a better way. Maybe there's more undercover systems now, but you know, us bigger guys, we have something that just stands out and just calls us out there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm being funny.
We'll come back on the other side, because along those lines, because you're right. It's, by the way, we love the M. We actually love the place. Right?
Sucks.
Yeah. Great place.
But along those lines, I do want to get your reaction to the dearth, the sort of lack of NFL draft props, generally speaking, that exists here in Nevada. And I'm curious what your take is on that, because it's along the same lines of what you were just talking about. Unscripted with the Crack Man. One more segment with Bill from Hilton Head, South Carolina, right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, along with my little buddy Kelly Bidlin over here, everybody. Kelly Bidlin on Twitter. I'm working. I asked production to come up with a sounder, like our Caleb Williams sounder. But every time you talk, just to have something in the background, go, banned from the M. Just have that go. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jody Boggs. Well, it's time for Fezzik to break out his cowboy disguise for Kelly. Kelly, you must have the cowboy hat, boots, and jeans to pull this off. Stevie is one of a kind, he adds. Chuckism won. Here's an idea, Kelly. Maybe they'd let you back in if you gave back the 5K. LOL. Yeah.
It's not happening. LOL. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You and I were talking a bit about that stuff after the show yesterday. I like when the casinos pull that. Hey, we can pay you and you can continue to play here, or you can keep playing. We're not going to pay you.
Give me the money. You'll never see me again. And Chris of St. Bart's, as we bring Crack back in, I says, did Bill get the tomato pie at the Masters? Did you, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I did. You know, one thing good about the Masters, they have the greatest concession there, $1.50 for the egg salad sandwich, the pimento cheese sandwich, $3 for that tomato pie. Not bad, not bad. The Georgia peach ice cream sandwich, that was probably the highlight of the show, $3. And even the concession stand there, the memorabilia stand where you can buy your T-shirts and stuff. I want to tell you, now that I see the Heritage over here across the way, the prices at the Masters are so much more reasonable. Like, their golf shirts are $79. And then you can go to a separate part of the place where they have upscale ones for like $119, $129. Here, they started like $110. I mean, there was Augusta just does things right. They don't fool around, though. This year I noticed something. At the gates, they actually confiscated people's tickets that bought them off resellers. They took like 100 people a day. And even if you had a four-day badge, I know someone had a four-day badge, goes in on Thursday. They said, hey, we're going to give you the one-day badge for today. However, since you're not going to let us know, and we know who this original ticket belongs to, but since you're not going to give us the original name of the person, we're going to give you the badge today. We're confiscating the other 3 days. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Wow.
So you have to tell them where you got the badge from. They want to know who. Now, they grab some people randomly, about 100 people a day, I'm told. So they do not like reselling. You know,
wait a minute.
A little cult.
So this is interesting. So if they admit who they get it from, even though they already know who they got it from, they'll let them have the 4 days?
The problem is they don't know who they got it from. The resellers, they closed StubHub down on Saturday for Masters tickets. You could not buy them. They actually got a way to close them down. So StubHub is a resell, just like Ticketmaster has a resell network. You don't know who belongs to that original Masters ticket. So, and it's illegal, technically illegal, to sell Masters tickets. This is the first year I've ever known that they actually had literally state police guy up there with the Masters representative confiscating tickets. It was,
wow.
You know, it was scary, right? You have to know who that original ticket, you can give your ticket to someone. You just have to know who the original, and let me be blunt. I'm not going to go any further after I say this. It's some of the big names, maybe on tour, maybe the caddies, maybe some spot. You just don't know. You know, they were reselling tickets for like 15,000 here just for Thursday's ticket. You know,
this is admittedly an ignorant question, though. But does that hold up, like, in any kind of legal way? Like, in other words, if you buy a ticket for a concert in a secondary market, whether it's StubHub, Vivid, or any of those places, you know, they're not stopping you and saying, hey, you're not allowed to do that. You go and you watch a concert and you enjoy a concert. Does Augusta have any real right at doing that?
You know what? They just do things a little different down here. You're all just our guests.
Just remember, Gil, you're all our guests. That's right.
I'm telling you now, Augusta National tries to buy up all the real estate. They have an underground network where you could fit an 18-wheeler. That's right, an 18-wheeler underneath Augusta Golf Course. They deliver things. They have tunnel networks. They just make things really, really clean and safe and hospitable. Is that the right word? I mean, they don't want anyone interrupting their good old boys club down there. So
and that means you, Gil.
They're trying to get rid of all these resellers. They hate when guys are reselling tickets. But you said something really good. Would that stand up in a court of law? That's very interesting.
I'll give you a college football equivalent that's happening here, right? So the quarterback from Tennessee who, you know, wanted more NIL money, and the Vols, right, and Coach Heupel just said, deuces, see you later. So now he's out there trying to get a deal. He's not going to get as much as he would have gotten at Tennessee. He went ahead of his skis. What's the expression?
Yeah, went over his skis.
Went over his skis a little bit on that. So the SEC has this weird rule. I don't know if you know about it, but the SEC in conference,
Southeastern Conference too, I guess.
Yeah, the Southeastern Conference, right? Hey, maybe something there. They have a rule where another SEC school, they don't want SEC schools poaching players from other SEC schools, teams. So they have a rule where if, let's say, a Ole Miss or Mississippi State took him now, he would have to sit for a year, right? There's a rule like that. But the SEC simultaneously is very fine with you poaching players from other conferences to go play on their team. You get to play this year if you do that. And it's just like what I was talking about with Augusta. The SEC has this rule. I have no idea if they can actually enforce it, right? Like, what if an Ole Miss took him and was just like, all right, challenge us, we're playing him. Like, that's not going to hold up any court. So a lot of these, I guess what I'm saying is a lot of these, I'm talking about Nico Iamaleva. I just wonder, a lot of these places have rules, but it's like, I can make a rule too, but, you know, so what? I'm just talking in the wind if I can't really enforce it.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be an interesting thing because I know somebody was really upset they took his four-day pass. So, you know, he spent like $25,000 on a four-day pass, and they just gave him his Thursday badge for the day. You can go in for the day for confiscating your badge. He was so furious. So,
I'd be out of my mind. Are you kidding me? I'd be out of my mind. Let me just, before you go, Bill, because we only have a few minutes here, about the NFL draft, because I teased this before.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, this has been a story that we've talked about for years and years. We almost don't talk about it anymore because we've talked about it so often perennially, which is, all right, here's this thing, the NFL draft, which before 2 years ago was a ATM machine, a veritable ATM machine for bettors, right? I had a couple years where I went 8-0 and then like 11-1, legitimately betting NFL draft props. We gave them all out here on the show. Last couple years, not so much, right? We even lost the last couple years. Yet, Vegas books still have the muscle memory of all those years where they got taken to the cleaners. And so we still have an environment here in Las Vegas, in the state of Nevada, where draft props are either not available at all, are available, but are effectively in a ban mode because they limit you on an app. Like, you have to jump through hoops to have to figure out how to get money down. Like, literally of all the draft props I have, only the Travis Hunter to go number two is like a big sizable bet. Everything else is like, where can I find, you know, a way to dance around and make a bet? And they also use, right, they also use this Nevada rule where they have to take them down Wednesday night, right, the night before, as this like marketing pitch. Well, sorry, guys, it's out of our hands. We got to take it down the night before. Well, yeah, if you slow play it and don't put them up to like 48 hours beforehand, you're also gaming the game also. I guess what I'm asking is, they don't seem to know the concept of a loss leader, which many businesses do, which is, okay, here's this little thing that we're prepared to lose a little money on because we know the bigger picture on it is that we're going to win handsomely, exponentially more over time. Does this drive you crazy also about Nevada? Like, why will they never get this?
Yeah, I gave up on this almost entirely last year. As a matter of fact, as you can see this year, I am sitting here from Hilton Head, and there is the white towel, which I'm about to throw in. And it's all over for draft betting for me. And as a matter of fact, that we were sitting at South Point, you and I, on air. I think one year we had Michael Lombardi on with us, and we destroyed draft props. I mean, just totally destroyed them. Like you said, you were like 8-0, and I have had some years where we're doing so good. And, you know, I hate to say it, maybe it's our fault, you know. In general, not just you and I, anyone that talked about advantage gambling and draft props over the years, these things go away sometimes when we brag about them a little bit. But we're trying to help people too, not just bragging. We're telling them our information. And over the years, draft props have been unbelievable. And I'm not even paying attention because the limits are so small now. You got to remember too, I think Vegas took them down compared to the DraftKings and FanDuel's of the world. Vegas took them down the day of the draft. They can only book it
the night before
the day of the draft.
The night before.
The night before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas the rest of the sports books back east, they had them up all the whole time. So, yeah, you know, and of course, even the when Banchero won the basketball one, that was the end of Rico for me. So,
yeah.
But
Billy,
look forward. I'll be back in studio next week with you guys.
We look forward to it. Enjoy Hilton Head. I know it's a beautiful day out there. I know you're about to head out to the course. Have a great time, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. His podcast is called Wise Cracks with John Orlando, Bill Krakenberger, and Randy McKay also joining. We'll come back, Are We Sure, next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, don't forget to check out sharpplays.com, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting information, and alerts directly from the pros. sharpplays.com. Check it out. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. The numbers guys. Oh, I'm curious where you stand on this, Kelly. Dumbo question, please don't judge. Never judging, numbers guys. Says, what is proper mindset? Betting a unit or betting to win a unit? For example, my unit size is $100. A bet at -110. Philosophically, would you prefer a -110 bet to win 100, or am I just betting 100 to win 91? This is a great sort of question that we rarely get to, but for those who are new to betting or new-ish, this might be something they're always wondering about. I don't have a static answer to this. I can only tell you that when I'm doing it, I have always done it. Dog is 100 to win more than 100, and when I'm betting a favorite, it's -110 to win 100. That's how I always have it in my mind, and that's how I bet it.
I think it's a fascinating question because, Gil, it's really one of the things that I picked up on more and learned more about when moving to Vegas. And these days, I would say 90% of the bets that I'm making, I'm doing it like you just said. If you're betting a dog, it's, you know, bet the $100 to win whatever, or you're laying 110 and betting 110 to win 100, right? The answer to that question, though, is it's far more common for bettors in Vegas or Atlantic City or wherever you might be doing it in person to have gotten into the habit of always 110 to win 100, because when you go to the cage, you're not worried about change or anything like that. It is just dollar bills in your hand, right? Now, for someone like me who, you know, sports betting, where when I started, and a lot of it was done, you know, online and whatever places, whatever. It just all goes into an account at the end. So it didn't really matter what you were betting because you'd always have some change left over in the account. So I think when I first started betting, it was often the $100 to win 91, whatever.
We got, I remember when we did one and done on primetime action. I don't know if you remember this, but the way we were judging it also came. We had a little argument about that.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. Yeah, we all.
No, it wasn't one and done. It was the drafts, right?
Oh,
it was
the drafts.
Yeah. Because we did everything $100 bet. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's right.
It's not a dumb question at all, but I seriously I thought it was fascinating, Gil, when I first moved to Vegas, picking up on that, where it was like, oh, nobody, like none of the Vegas bettors would bet $100 on -110. They're going to bet $110 because they just want to go pick $210.
Yep. Nevada Azer. Hey, Gil, on the resale of tickets, I'm going to Metallica this weekend in Syracuse. I bought two pairs of Ticketmaster. I attempted to sell one pair the other day, and they declined the resale of this due to the event in demand, etc. Be aware of the fine print, folks.
Isn't that the... Didn't Montesano say he was going to that concert?
Syracuse?
Am I just making stuff up?
I think he might be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's down there. Yeah, but nobody's at the door stopping you once you're there. That's the analogous to the Masters thing. Sir Steckington. Yo, big shout out to Drew. Whale Capper continues to dish out more gold than a leprechaun. Fun NBA parlay based entirely on his Tuesday appearance. Thank you. What did he have here? He had Warriors -4.5 in here. Over in the Grizzlies Warriors game. The Heat plus the points. I think he had the Magic in there as well. Good for you. And a nice job by Drew, as always. Let's see. And, the other thing that we got to mention here is we got to do Are We Sure before
right.
we're out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Are We Sure? Estamos Seguros. We have no intro for it.
I'm already looking at it. Don't worry. Rob Moreno is actively working on it. And by actively, I mean we had a 5-minute discussion this morning.
Of the intro for that?
Yeah. We had a 5-minute discussion about it like 6 weeks ago, but I was told we have March Madness stuff to do. So
wait, so Rob's working on it. Is Rob going to say Estamos Seguros in the background of it? Got to.
That's a good call. It's a good call, Gil. I didn't bring that up.
Because I think Roberto Moreno knows a little Spanish. Maybe.
I think maybe. A little bit.
Allegedly.
Un poquito. Yeah. I think we're going to be battling this weekend through a quick golf update through 6 holes. Scottie Scheffler, 4-under par, T1.
That's tied
for first in English.
And the hits just keep on coming.
And I'm on Justin Thomas, who is right there with him, 4-under through 5.
We are
both off to hot starts.
Oh, it's mano a mano.
That's right. Okay. And Russell Henley's only one shot.
What did your long shots buddies have in this?
Wes had, man, who did Wes? Wes and I only matched on Berger this week. He had a couple other guys. Who was he on? Hovland, I think he was. I don't even remember, to be honest.
All right. How's Berger started? Is he out yet?
Berger.
He's 1-under after 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was just getting going.
It's a log jam. 3 guys tied at 4-under, Scheffler, Fitzpatrick, and Valimaki.
Yep.
All right. Are we sure? What do you got?
All right. Are we sure? Where would you like to start? The NBA? Would you like to start the NBA?
All right. Sir, wherever you'd like to.
NBA.
Banned from the M.
Are we sure? The Rockets cannot beat the Golden State Warriors.
No, we're not sure. Rockets could absolutely do it. I mean, Rockets are the 2 seed in a tough conference. They got athletes. It could absolutely happen. So we're not 100% sure. I think the Warriors should be favored. I think the Warriors in crunch time, right? If it's a game 7 in crunch time, which team would you rather have? My answer would be the Warriors. But could the Rockets win a series? Yeah. They held Steph to 1 of 10 shooting the other day. So, no, we're not sure about that.
All right. We've seen a massive swing in this series price. Do we think the Clippers are still a good bet at current price?
No.
Against the Nuggets?
No, I don't. I mean, I think you all accurately said, meaning the NBA hardos, all y'all, accurate about, you know, that was a bad opener. But okay, let's not get crazy now, right? Nikola Jokic still plays for the Nuggets, right?
Yep.
Okay, just curious. So no, I don't think it's a good bet now at current price.
And even would you even go the opposite? You're sure it's not a good bet?
Would I go oppo? Meaning, well, would you, by the way, if you've got plus money on would you bet plus money the other way now?
No. No, okay. I bet it pretty heavily. So like there is absolutely, I could take a little bit of +110 or something right now if I wanted to off there. But no, I have no interest. I like my position. Look, I think if you're seeing it at coin flip, I still like the Clippers. But absolutely, Gil, I will not be shocked if Nikola Jokic is advancing out of the first round.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we sure? There will be less than three running backs drafted in the first round of the NFL draft.
This is a third no in a row. I am not 100% sure, but I still think it's likely that it's less. Like, again, three running backs in the first round, and I get it, people like Travion and people like Scadabo. I don't know. The question is, are we sure? We are not sure. Three in a row, we are not sure about.
I'm still confused by this price move, man. Like, seriously, have you heard enough Henderson love that you understand this price move?
No.
Me either.
No. Not nearly enough love.
Like, I know you finally bet it the other day. I think it's a good bet still at current
price. But I would not have bet it, you know, had it not come down.
Right. Okay. Are we sure Shedeur Sanders will be drafted in the top 10 picks of the NFL draft?
No. Another no. Again, the Saints are at 9. They might be quarterback needy there. But as Luke Swain said earlier, you know, he could go to Pittsburgh. He could fall out of the first round entirely. So, no, we're not sure.
Hey, I think he is wild. All right, I'm going to jump around so I don't get another obvious no. Actually, no, I'll do this one quick because I think the price is ridiculous. Are we sure Ashton Jeanty will be drafted by the Raiders?
No.
Who are favored -150 to select him?
No, that's another no. We are not, and we bet against that. Over 9.5 plus money.
There's also such a difference between the bet we made and, like, can you imagine going to the counter right now and betting, laying -150 for him to be drafted by the Raiders?
Oh, no, no, no. Don't do that.
Like, hey, I cannot imagine doing that.
Fabian Marozan wins the first set.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, over to baseball now, as I continue to pick on the Dodgers.
We still haven't done our baseball March-April update, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I talked that whole segment. I forgot about
that's
that.
All right. Your story was better. Yeah.
All right, are we sure the Dodgers should be -140 just to reach the NLCS?
No, because the postseason in baseball, well, the Billy Bean line is always rings true. My blank doesn't work in the playoffs, meaning over 162 game schedule, he can analytics his way into a good record. But when it's best of five and best of seven, it's too small of a sample size. And it's not like the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw versus the Cardinals comes to mind. It's not like the Dodgers haven't had experience with this before. You can lose short series. It's possible. So no. I'm not sure they should be that to get to the championship, not because they won't have a great record this year, but the playoffs are this weird animal.
Okay.
Do we get to one that we're sure about? Anything?
Good point. Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, but I got to bring this one up because it's a fun prop at DraftKings, I think. Are we sure the Rockies or the White Sox will win 60? Will get to 60 wins?
Are we sure that one of them will or both of them? Didn't you phrase that as both of them earlier?
I'm going or.
Because both of them were definitely not sure. One of them, the White Sox have a shot at it.
You can get them, Rockies are +150, White Sox +170.
Answer your question, I am not sure.
That was an interesting prop.
Yeah, if they won 58, I mean, you'd be surprised they won 58.
Okay, let me, here's a layup for you. Are we sure Iga Swiatek will win a Grand Slam this year? I wonder how Gil Alexander's going to answer this one.
Yes, fool. Yes, I'm sure.
All right, I'll rattle off since you made a bet on another favorite here. Are we sure Scottie Scheffler will win a major this year?
Those are a little harder, right? But I'm going to say we're not 100% sure. No, we're not sure, but he's likely to. But we're not sure. It's golf.
It's tough.
Yeah.
All right, on the way out, everybody likes this one, are we sure a hurricane won't hit the Turks and Caicos since I'm heading there?
Yes, because Kelly Billen has a history of very inclement weather when he goes on trips. So, no, we are not sure. Sadly, we are not sure. We'll come back. We'll review all the bets, and we will update that March-April baseball most wins market. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
What's up, party people? Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't say Nevada when you're here, by the way. They'll throw you out of the state.
Oh, yeah.
They'll throw you out immediately. I was about a year in, and Chrissy says, you know, Gilly, now that you live here, maybe you should say Nevada. I was like, okay, sorry. We get tweets, we get texts before we get to our best bets of the day. Recap. Duck fan for life. Gil, I've had some good luck fading Coco Gauff recently. Do you think Ella Seidel at 7-1 has any chance against her today? I do not, and I did not bet that. Any chance is relative, right? I mean, there's a non-zero chance, but I did not come anywhere close to pulling the trigger on that. James Sott, I about threw my headset off when Kelly asked if we were seguro that Iga, spelled with the number one rather than I, the way that it's properly spelled, thank you, James, was going to win a slam this year. I just downloaded Bet Rivers and made my bet for the French Open, too.
Yeah, he was tired of answering no, so I gave him one that I knew he was going to answer yes.
Speaking of that, by the way, we had to have one yes in there. Kevin Ryan says, Gil, having been an everyday gambler over the last 50 years, may I add to your last segment? I ain't sure of a damn thing.
That's a good answer.
one of those questions that you mentioned this afterwards, but I thought it while you were saying that. Some questions are tailored for specific people we know.
Yeah.
The one about the 60 wins with the White Sox and the Rockies, you might as well have offered catnip to a cat.
You know what, Gil? It's producing on my way out. It's just trying to help out the show tomorrow without me even being here. Because I thought to myself, between this Dodgers one and between this wins one with the White Sox and Rockies, I bet Steve Fezzik has something to say about it.
And he sure did. He texted us both. He goes, I am very sure the White Sox and Colorado, neither one is going to get to 55 wins. I said I wasn't sure that they would. I said that I was sure that they wouldn't get to 60. The way you phrased it, I was not sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reminder, I gave both of them out. This is Fezzik. Reminder, I gave both of them out under last Friday, under 54.5, under 53.5. Both teams are on long losing streaks right now. It would take a miracle for Colorado to win 60. He's right about the Colorado one. They are bad.
Yeah.
By the way, they scored 7 runs last night. Dodgers did not get the run line. Dodgers were up 7-1. They held on for an 8-7 win.
Whew.
But the Rockies did have a 7-run outburst. All right, it's time for our best bets of the day, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSIN. I have Fabian Morozan still going right now.
Oh, how's that going? I bet it. I forgot I bet it while you and Zach were talking.
He's up a set.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You didn't hear me when I said that last segment?
I heard it, but then I wanted confirmation. I didn't know if anything more had happened.
It was early in the second set, they're on serve. And then I have Scottie Scheffler to win the RBC Heritage. And the RBC Heritage leaderboard right now, as we look at it,
it's like 7 guys tied at 4 under.
7 guys. It's 4 guys. What is it? 7 guys? Oh, you have a more updated.
I have Brian Campbell, Sammy Valamaki, Keegan Bradley, Matt Fitzpatrick, Matt Kuchar, Scottie Scheffler, and Justin Thomas all at 4 under. That's
it's
8.
Early.
Was that 8? That's 8.
That's 8. What is your Brian Campbell story? Would you like to share?
Brian Campbell. I don't know.
Did you have a Brian? What was your story that you were just telling me off?
Oh, that's Matt Wallace over in Corrales, Punta Cana. Of just like, I don't know how many times I've said on long shots that when there's these alternate field events, it's the only time that Matt Wallace ever plays good golf. It's just any other PGA Tour event, he's atrocious at. But when they owe these alternate field events,
he shows up.
I feel like he's on the top of the leaderboard every one of them. Sure enough, he's leading right now down in the DR.
The DR. All right, what do you got today, sir? Smarty Pants, banned from the M.
Pacers, leg 4.5, game 1. I haven't really added anything. I think that we didn't hit yesterday. Pacers, leg 4.5, game 1. But played that series price against the Bucks. I do like the Pacers over the Bucks. I mean, really, until that, I know Damian Lillard's back. I think the Pacers are a good play. Clippers, bet early against the Nuggets on that series price. Do like the Clippers to win in 6. You can get that 4-1. I think that's still playable. And then Anthony Edwards, a series long props against the Lakers to lead the series in scoring, plus 185, to lead the series in 3-pointers made, plus 105.
All right. Zach Cohen was on the show today. He's got the Mavs Grizzles over 221.5 in the game for the 8th seed out west. I'm trying to work up, a fever for that game.
Can't
really do it. He's on the Clippers as well, series price, plus 120. He's on the Pacers, minus 160. In their Eastern Conference playoff series against the Bucks, Timberwolves plus 166 series price out west. And then he's on the Rockets 2 ways against the Dubs. Rockets series price plus 165. And also the Rockets minus 1.5 games at plus 340. Disrespectful, Zach Cohen.
I like it.
Very disrespectful. Luke Swain, Vegas refund. Best bets in football. Shedeur Sanders over 8.5 draft position. He has made that bet. Omarion Hampton over 19.5. The running back over 19.5 draft position, minus 140. And then Mykael Williams under 15.5 in terms of his draft position. He also did make a couple recommendations. We should probably add to that, which were a lot. He made a few recommendations, but the sexiest ones, Trey Amos first round plus money.
Mm-hmm.
And Saints first pick to go D line or edge. At plus 650. Is that in town somewhere?
I don't know.
Good answer. It's more usually
what there's only two books that would have it.
Usually the answer I get when I ask a draft question. Is there anything drafting them? Kelly's like, Best Bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of Visa and GBank, upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new GBank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers to spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at Visa.com/GBank. That's Visa.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
They are up, Gil. MGM has those up.
MGM. So now we got to figure out. Here's how this goes. So I go to the counter. I'm like, hey, can I bet this NFL draft bet here? They may say yes. They may say no. If they say no, then you go to the app. We have to deposit on the app. Or if you have money in the app, you already do it there. And then they limit you on the app, but then you bet it a few, five, six times, and you get what you wanted originally.
Anyway. Like, at least you could, not that this is right, yeah. But at least you could still do that on the MGM
yes,
app.
Correct.
That's my Caesars that's right. issue, right?
Yep. No, it's true. Okay, we have to make good on a promise because we forgot to do this because Kelly's...
Real quick. Yeah. Luke Swain. We didn't get a chance to talk about this. Yeah. I thought one of the most interesting things I took away from that is, especially since I know he's kind of... He leans to the over on Genty. At least I know he leans that
yes.
way. And then he bet the Hampton over, right?
Yeah.
Was surprised a little bit when he said he really didn't have an opinion on the total running backs in the first round.
Well, he seemed to have an opinion. He just didn't want to bet that price. It sounded like to me.
So he still liked under?
He kind of liked under, but he didn't want any part of the bet. Yeah, because it's still heavily.
I'm obviously reading into that a bit, but you're like, okay, if you like overs on the two running backs that are supposed to go early.
Yeah. You know, well said. March, April, the MLB most wins, which of all my seven goes at this, most wins monthly, the 6 months of the regular season last year and this the first month, this was my worst bet ever because I went Twins here and the Twins, like, they're not even in sniffing distance here. But it's still up at DraftKings. Like, you can bet this mid-month. And DraftKings was just April. They didn't have March, I don't believe. They were just April. They whatever, for whatever reason, DraftKings decided we're not doing those seven.
No, it includes March, so it includes the whole season.
Oh, but this market is but did DraftKings, one of the books did not include the March games?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It might have been DraftKings. Anyway, point is, this is MLB most wins by end of April. So it's a mid-month, in-month bet, if you will. And the Dodgers are plus 140. And I'm just here to tell you, I think that's correct. Hate to sort of put water on the flame there. But that is, to me, based on remaining schedule. The Dodgers right now, by the way, if you're looking at the Major League standings, who's up now in this market? The Padres are in the lead. The Padres have 15 wins. The Dodgers have 14 wins. And the San Francisco Giants have 13 wins. And those are the top three teams that remain in this market here mid-month. Dodgers are plus 140 if you're betting this now. The Dodgers pre-flop at circa... for March, April, just to use the circuit numbers, we're plus 350 to win March, April to begin with. The Padres, who are plus 185 in this market mid-month, were 28-1 before March, April to win the most wins. And right now they're in the driver's seat.
Didn't we know someone who bet Padres in that market?
Not offhand that I know, but maybe we did.
By the way, everybody else with 11 wins. So they're almost.
Let me just pay off the big one here. The Giants plus 450 right now with 13 wins. Do you know what they were pre-flop March, April at circa?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. 100 to 1?
84 to 1. I mean, come on. And there's no, I if you bet the
NLS,
Giants,
man.
If you bet the Giants who have a shot at this, man, you're better than me. Anyway, I would still say Dodgers because they're the best team in baseball and the schedule is favorable. They still got some patsies on there. So to me, that's the bet here. It's not a very sexy one, but sorry to say that's correct. In my opinion.
One win off the Padres, though.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Fair to say you would cross a line through everybody else below the Giants?
Yes.
It's 11 wins then for everyone.
There's not enough runway.
Yeah.
Not enough runway. We've done all we can do. Kelly, safe travels to Turks.
Thanks, man.
Man, hope there's no inclement weather. Hope it goes all well. Hope the family has a great time. And there's no fist fights between y'all. That's also always
too.
A possibility.
I hope so.
Is Thad Bidlin going to be there? Your
Thad will not be there. No.
Nope. Oh.
Thad, not invited.
Oh, my God. I should have led with that. Stormy is next with Grace Money Moves right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.